New Year's are special for people everywhere. Every culture, every community, everybody, every family has their own traditions that they've grown up with. And everybody holds firm that this is the way to do it. You know, this is the way to set the table. This is exactly how we
do it. New Year's Day in the Mid-South, for most of us, is not only a fresh start, but also a chance to gather together and share the foods that tradition says promise a happy new year. Judy Pizer of the Center for Southern Folklore talks with us about her New Year's Day.
Now, I had to look at my ceremony for New Year's a little bit different because I keep kosher. And so, like, you have to make sure that if you fix your black-eyed peas, as everybody in the South does for the new year, for good luck, I couldn't put pork in it. Many people have greens, you know, a mixture of greens cooking in a pot smells so good with some hot water cornbread. You know, that's people's new year.
WKNO producers Candace Ludlow and Sarah Ledbetter take a walk through the Midtown neighborhood of Cooper Young to talk with Southerners about what they do on this holiday and why. Debbie Yule, Ramona Ray, Charlie Pig, and Ronna Crochet-Brittenen, like Judy, all mentioned black-eyed peas as a main ingredient in a happy new year.
I normally try to bring it in at home with my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't go anywhere.
What do you make special?
I'm going to tell you something my mother been doing forever. We always cook black-eyed peas and whatever else I want, but I must have black-eyed peas New Year.
Why must you have black-eyed peas?
I'm going to tell you the truth. It's just something my mother have always did, and that's what I do. She says for good luck. That's what she say.
Do you think it helps?
I'm not going to say I think it helps, but it's just a tradition. I just keep it up.
We usually have something like black-eyed peas cooked with the ham, and hope that we'll get rich next year like they promised us all these years. We can't have a New Year's Day dinner without the black-eyed peas.
My ritual for New Year's Eve is to have me a good old mess of black-eyed peas.
And why do you have black-eyed peas on New Year's?
It's supposed to bring you luck for the next year.
Does it work?
I think it does. I'm still here. I'm on the right side of the grass.
And when did you start having black-eyed peas on New Year's?
Back when I was a little shaver.
And where are you from?
I'm from right here, Memphis. Born and raised here.
What do you like to do on New Year's Day?
Pretty much spend time with my family.
Do y'all hang around in the kitchen at all?
Mm-hmm. We get to learn like different recipes from our aunties. From our aunties and our great aunties that they pass on to their younger children, and they show us how to cook things.
Are you learning how to cook from them?
Yes, ma'am. Me and my cousin right here, we are.
Do you ever eat black-eyed peas on New Year's?
Yes, ma'am. My grandma, that's her favorite food to eat, black-eyed peas and pork chops.
And why does she have you eat black-eyed peas?
I really don't know. It's just...
Like so much of inherited culture, the origins of this tradition of eating black-eyed peas on New Year's Day was a complete mystery to nearly everyone. That is, except Melissa Checker, assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Memphis, who was able to provide some answers.
The black-eyed peas tradition, which is commonly known as Hoppin' John, is pretty much thought to come from people of African descent and who were former slaves, so it's found in different variations throughout the Caribbean and the southern U.S. It mainly is eating sort of black-eyed peas and rice mixed with different things, sometimes collard greens, ham hocks, and you eat it on New Year's Day, and it's supposed to bring you good luck. And there's all kinds of traditions and stories associated with it. So one of them is that you put a dime in it, and you know, you serve it to people, and whoever gets the portion with the dime in it is going to get is going to have wealth in the new year, prosperity. So it's definitely something that is, yeah, thought to have come from former slaves. And one thing that I think is really interesting is there's a form of it in Cuba, even where they use black beans instead of black-eyed peas,
which only further supports the notion that it comes from Africa originally.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it was something that slaves brought over with them.
But for every rule, there's an exception.
What do you do on New Year's Day with your family that's special?
Sometimes we go out to eat or we go visit our cousin in Mississippi.
Do you eat black-eyed peas?
I don't eat them. That's nasty.
Why don't you like them?
They just nasty.
They black and skinny. They black and skinny. I don't like them.
I'm Sarah Ledbetter in Memphis, Tennessee. Happy New Year.